Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Our joy is full when we are doing the works of Him who sent us. So all this week, we have a phenomenal topic. We're talking about purpose, and we're talking about bringing the vision to pass. When God gives us a vision, when we know it's the right vision, it's from God, we will be compelled to write the vision. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 through 3, it says, "Write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it." So the very first thing, the very first command is to write the vision. When God begins to show us something, give us insight into something, we have to begin to write it. Why? Because in the writing of it, the understanding comes. David says in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 19, "All this," said David, "the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me all the works of these plans." So he had it on his heart, right? David had it on his heart to build the temple for God. And then God said, "Hey, you're not going to do it. You're going to make preparation, and your son Solomon is going to do it." So David, he receives this big vision from God to build this wonderful place of glory and worship unto God. But he has to sit down and he has to write it out so that he can receive the strategy. So when you're sitting to write, right, a ready writer, you're in position to hear and to record what is being said. God must have our attention. You know, we have said before, you can't meet a goal that you never meet with. We have to have meetings with our goal. What's going on? How is this going to come to pass? Where am I at with this goal? You know, you just say, "Oh, my goal is this, my goal is that." Well, if you never meet with your goal to do an assessment and see, okay, what's the next step? You know, how, what have we done up until this point? What's the timeline? These are all things that we need in order to bring a goal, bring a vision to pass. So David said, all this, everything that came to pass, all the preparation that he was able to do for his son, the detailed plan that he had, he said, it all came because the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me all the works of these plans, because it's work to bring the plan to pass.
Yes.
You know, God says, okay, this is what's going to happen. This is how it's going to be done. But it's not happening while we're sleeping. He gives us strategy, gives us insight. He connects resources and people to be able to carry out and do the plan. But the leader is the one with the vision.
Yes.
They're the one that is directing what is to take place. They're not doing it on their own accord. They're going by what God already showed them.
I love Diane, that quote that you give there. And I got to put it down in my book of sayings. Mm-hmm. Wise saying. Mm-hmm. Those are thoughts. There's wise saying. And if you practice them, you'll be good in life. You cannot meet a goal meet a goal first. You have to have some relationship with that goal in order to meet it. So you have to create that relationship with the goal that you're saying this morning to me before you can meet the goal. The reason why you never meet the goal is because you never have a relationship with that goal. So you have to first build the relationship mm-hmm. with the goal in order to meet it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, someone. That is for someone out there. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone is discouraged that I've never seen my goal materialize and never meet my goal. I always fail. Well, simple. You never build a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Go build a relationship with the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you do it is to write it.
Writing. Mm-hmm.
That's a relationship.
Yeah.
You got to write.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys all know, if you want to build a good relationship with a person that you just meet or you hear about, you start a text, right? You do a lot of writing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember me and Emily. Mm-hmm. She can go back in her book of remembrances. I saw many texts from me. We're building a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting a text every day from me. I get a text from her every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we text, is the closer we come.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what meet our goal of husband and wife. That was our goal, that we will end up being husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for us to become husband and wife, we first got to have some acquaintance.
Yeah.
So you acquaint yourself with that vision.
Amen.
Amen.
And also the other thing that comes along that line is journaling.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes if we have a problem and we write it down in a journal, it brings clarification after a while. So writing is very therapeutic when it comes to wanting to do something and going somewhere. You know, it brings validation. You can look back on it and see if this is the way I should be going. Of course, through prayer as well. But writing is very, very, very a good idea in order to get clarification on what you're supposed to do.
It records. It makes it tangible.
Yes.
So now exactly. You have a record
of it.
So, you know, sometimes, what was that? Or, what? Or you get opinions from people and then things start to sound different. But then if you go back to where you originally wrote it, like it says here, it says make it plain on tablets. When they wrote on a tablet, it wasn't the electronic tablet that we have today where you could just delete it. It was a tablet. Like they had to do an impression in the stone that was not easily undone. So it was recorded there on tablets. Why? That he may run who reads it. So guess who also reads it? The one who wrote it.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we just think, we write it down and then it just happens, fantasy while we're asleep at night. You just angels just get in and just start running with it and doing it.
Yeah.
But no, we have to run with it. We have to take that position of authority and dominion when God gives us that charge to do something. And then we have to see that it's being done as it is written.
Yes.
You can't just go away and let it, think it's just going to happen.
Yeah.
Because when you come back, you're going to say, when I left, it'd be like the it said that the man, he went a faraway country and he handed his vineyard over for a part of time. And the Bible says to a group of people.
Yeah.
Then he comes back. And says, wait a second. What's going on here?
Yeah.
This isn't the way that I left it. These weren't the directives that were given. It got twisted.
Yes.
It got switched around.
Come on.
So we have to be overseeing and we have to be a part of what God is doing to make sure that the integrity of the vision remains. That's why we must write it down.
Right.
Yeah, and also God used it too. He inspired men to what did he inspire the men to do? To write.
Right.
And now we have the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something even God did, you know? So that's very, very good way to go.
And this Tuesday morning, write this down in your note that every vision from God has God divine backing. Every vision from God has God's divine backing. So now, let's dissect that.
Mm-hmm.
So the plan of God for my life has his what? Backing. I want that to simmer a little bit there. Like we're cooking and it's getting real good. So you let it simmer, man. Taking up all the juice here. The plan and purposes for my life when it comes from God has his backing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my life cannot go astray. And I says in one of my lists of sayings, God will never mismanage your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you can add that again to your list. God, hallelujah, will never mismanage your life. What an assurance I have. So once I get the plans of God for my life, once you get the plans of God for your life, it comes from God. He backed it. And rest assured, it will speak. And rest assured that your life will be managed correctly. Because he doesn't mismanage one life. So I can trust him with what he says, what my life is going to be. And I can, you know, when he speak with, it came, that thought just came into my spirit, Moses. See, God doesn't mismanage one a person's life, never. And the Holy Spirit just dropped this beautiful thought, an example to prove to my listeners what I'm saying. He tell Moses, when he come to the Red Sea, he says, Moses, go forward. Come on. It's a Red Sea. There's no road in the middle of a sea. He didn't, Moses looking and see ocean of water. Yeah, God does not mismanage one life. Whatever he tells you, he backed it. He says, tell the people, go forward. Come on. So Moses has to obey and let the people know we're going what? Forward. We're not turning back. We're not going sideways. We're going forward into this body of water. And while Moses knew, so Moses, Pastor Emily and Pastor Diana, Moses has a relationship, man, with God. And knew for sure that God does not mismanage one's life. So he trusted God. So he's going to look for the second command which God gave. And I see we're running out of time here.
That's in Exodus chapter 14, because the people had their own opinion.
Yeah.
The people were saying, why did you bring us out here? Because there's no graves in Egypt. You brought us out here to kill us. So this is what's in Moses' ear from the people right at that critical time at the Red Sea. But God is telling him, you know, no, you stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You know, why are you crying like them? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. So there were two opinions and they must move forward. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.